We like results. We like the payoff. We like answers. And the faster and the easier that they are, the more we like them. Unfortunately, these most sacred days confront us with questions and ask us to sit with questions. As Father Jim reminded us last night, when Jesus finishes washing the feet of his disciples, he asks, "Do you know what I have done for you? Do you know what I have done for you?" Tomorrow evening, our gospel, as we celebrate the resurrection, the women at the tomb confront and are astonished by an angelic figure who asks them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" Perhaps the most famous question that is asked in the Passion is one we can conveniently ignore. "What is truth?" Pilate asks. The less said about him, the better. But Isaiah, as he begins his song of the suffering servant, asks us to think and dwell and sit with an essential question. Who would believe what we have heard? It's almost as if before Isaiah can get into his stunning image and story of the suffering servant, he almost has to check himself to say, who could believe what we have heard? Well, what exactly have we heard? What exactly has the Word made flesh been telling us? What have we been listening to? What we have heard is that we should love our enemies, that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. We have heard about prodigal sons who are welcome back. We have heard about a woman at the well who receives the word and spreads the news. We have heard about a man born blind who now sees. And in these days we have heard of the story of the great Exodus, the liberation of God's people, of God intervening and setting his people free. We have heard the words of the apostle who asks us that when we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the death of the Lord. We have heard of the one who becomes a slave to wash feet, and who gives the great commandment, "Love one another as I have loved you." And this day we hear what it means and who it is who is powerful. We have heard that love is stronger than death and violence, that the suffering of our God is what sets us free. We have heard what it is to be faithful and what it means to put one's hands into the Father's hands. That is what we have heard. Who would believe such a thing? Isaiah understands what we claim to have heard is audacious, and in the minds of many, ridiculous and absurd. But Who would believe? Well, we do. And yes, we do it partially and sinfully. And we hear from a broken place. And there are times when we do not listen, and there are times when we wish we hadn't heard what we have heard. And sadly, we know that there are times that what we have heard, we refuse to act upon. But here we are. And we are hearing. And once again, we are listening. And we are being taught, and we are being formed, and we are being shaped in our hearing. Who would believe? We believe. Ultimately, we believe that God's love is always stronger, that compassion is limitless. And that ultimately what is powerful is the gift of oneself, even to the point of death, death on a cross. That's what we have heard. And that is what we believe. And that is who we are. We are God's people. And on this day, once more, we are open. We are wide open to the abundant grace, the incredible generosity, and the true and final power of God's love in the crucified one. What we believe is what we have heard, and what we have heard has set us free.